Thank you.
What do you mean Sefer Mitzvot?
Sefer Mitzvot would be ideal. Actually, we're going to pick up with where we had left off. I find this moment actually very, very exciting. Because what we're going from is we spent Elul analyzing. How many shurim did we have in Elul? 3 shurim on Hilchos Tshuva, I think that's what it was. 3 shurim on Hilchos Tshuva. And we concluded, I'm not going to repeat how we used it in Elul, but we concluded with the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. And actually, I find this very, very exciting. Maybe I'm a nerd, but I find this really exciting. Listen to this. We're going to pick up with where we had left off in discussing Hilchos Tshuva, and we're going to see that it mamish segues us into one of the most important yesodos in the Rambam and the Mar Nevuchim. And not only will it do that, it will take us into what we were set out to do with what I had spoken about Rav Boaz, what we were going to learn with each other, and that is the basic yesodos of the mitzvos of the Rambam about belief in God, loving God, fearing God, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has really been good to us, that everything really, really flows beautifully together. Let's remind ourselves again. You didn't have to be in Eretz Yisrael at that time, like Yavneel wasn't. But you didn't have to even been here before. But just let's remind ourselves, there's nothing to do with the previous shiurim. Let's remind ourselves how the Rambam ends in Hilchos Tshuva. And eventually we'll get to the core material that's sitting in front of you. The Rambam writes the following. It concludes Hilchos Tshuva in an amazing way. Davar yadua u'borur she'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikshares b'libo shel adam ad she'yishke ba'tamid kira'ui. Only a person that really works on Shvisi Hashem l'negdi samid will really reach the madrega of true avas Hashem. K'mo she'tziva v'amar b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshicha ein o'ev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'das she'yida'eyu. Then the Rambam adds something very, very important. This is one of the critical parts of the Rambam's philosophy. We're going to spend a little bit less time on the philosophy of the Rambam. We're going to try to get lessons in our Avodas Hashem. But nevertheless, it's important to know. And that is, the Rambam says, you can't love Hashem without truly thinking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and using your intellect. It's not enough to feel good at a kumzitz. It's not enough to feel the magic of Hask, which is all amazing, amazing, amazing things. But at the same time, there has to be a das. There has to be a das in which one encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Val pi hadeya tia ava. And based on his das, that will also, according to Rambam, indicate how much avas Hashem he will get. Ima'at, ima'at, imharbe, harbe. Lefichach, therefore the Rambam concludes our limud from last zman. Tzarich ha'adam liyachid atzmo. A person needs to designate himself. Lahavin, to understand. Lahaskil. Bechachmas uvitfunas hamodim lo eskono. Kifi koach sheesh ba'adam. A person needs to spend time really, really working on, this is the introduction to this zman, of what does it mean, Avas Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, and so on, based on his Choach, Kemosha Biyarnu Bilchas Yisodei HaTorah, which we're going to discuss. Okay, so the Rambam, we discussed last week why the Rambam emphasized, last time, why the Rambam emphasized this in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, why that was critical, and that we're not going to discuss right now, but I want to show you, if we read this Rambam carefully, Rambam is saying that Yediya will propel us to what? Rabbo said, what does the Rambam say Yediyah propels us? Beautiful. That the Rambam says Yediyah propels us to have, to ahava. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Yehi Bidvaro. Let us go to Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, in one of the most important chapters that you have photocopied in front of you, in terms of understanding the Rambam's take on the progress in man's Avodas Hashem. You guys have tough dalit, beautiful. We have the right one. Says the Rambam, Vida b'ni, know my son. Isn't that beautiful when you hear a gadol b'Torah say to you, my son? Page tough dalit, do you have it?
Yeah.
Shekol zman she'atav misasek b'mada'im. All the time that you're involved in the pursuit of knowledge. And by the way, here I'm going to have to skip. And we're not going to be going through this whole thing. U'b'meleches ha'hegiyon. And logical thinking. Hare ata miklal hamakifim saviv hachatzer. What you're doing is you're gazing and understanding the mechanics of the outside courtyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo she'amru Chazal derech hamashal, adin ben zoma bibachutz. The Gemara in Chagiga that discusses the different tanoim that attained certain awareness of God's Maisa Merkava, the holy chariot of God, that ben zoma was on the outside. And when you begin to understand it, God takes you into His courtyard. It's also sometimes referred to in Chazal b'prozdor, and He takes you into the hallway. And the more you understand of God's physical world, and you reach the point of entirely understanding that the Tivis, and you begin to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the makeup of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself, obviously, we don't know exactly what that means. It's not so important for us right now. V'nimtzes imo b'chatzar echad. Then you go into even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the chatzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. V'zui dargas chacham. And this is the madrega of the chachamim, that they begin to see God's world, the courtyard, begin to understand more and more and more about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. And any one of us who just spends some time getting out of the world of YouTube and the playoffs and so on, well, the Yankees are out of it anyhow, so it's not worth very much. But, and begins to slowly pull themselves away from these things. So then eventually we begin to really feel a tshuva to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And slowly, slowly a person gets closer. Well, however,
was it you said the hallway?
Yeah, the prozdor is the hallway. But
what does that mean?
What it means is all the Rambam is saying for our purposes right now is it brings a person closer to understanding a comprehension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam is describing. The more and more a person uses the intellect. So because that's how it works. I first came into the courtyard here. I noticed the new beautiful basketball court. Then I came inside, and I couldn't get inside. And then I went into the hall, and then I walked into the hallway. And then I came into the, and the, not only to the Chatzos Beis Hashem, but I came into the Beis Hashem. The hallway is after the courtyard and before it inside. Here he continues. This is the Madrega Chachamim. Avol. The Rambam wants us to go further. Mi shehesik machshavto achar shleimusa belikios v'nota kulo el Hashem Yisroel v'yishader. There are people who set aside time to learn Torah, but they don't live shvisi Hashem v'nei yisander. They don't want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. These are Chachamim. They set aside a lot of time for Torah. But the Madrega of Nevi'im, the Rambam says, is not the person that is satisfied in closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the intellect, but Upana Mikol Ma Shezulaso. He turns away from everything that's not godly. Now, I happen to not be a Kanoi, and I don't believe that baseball is necessarily Zulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person has to make a Cheshbon. When is baseball kol el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when is it not kol el HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It definitely is not dependent on whether the Yankees are in the playoffs or not. That's for sure. That's definitely zulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shem kol pu'ulo sichlo b'chakiros hanimtsoim kidei lilmon mehem olav. And there in that place, he puts his entire seichel. Sheyeda hanagoso osam be'eza ofen efshurus liyos. That's the person who's gone inside Melech. And then the Rambam continues. In the next column that I've underlined for you as well, the Rambam then says something amazing. And the Rambam says like this. You know what? Let's start from the bottom line on the first column on page Kaf Hey. Elo l'roi l'asof b'min zeh shel avoda achar ha'kara ha'sichlis. The Rambam says it's not enough for a person to use his intellect to understand that Kaddish Baruch Hu's Torah. There's an avoda that comes after, which he described beforehand, is the Mailas Hanavim. It's not enough that after he did what? He understood Shir, he did a good Seder. Oh, now I'm ready to relax a little. And I understood the Psukim, and I had a deeper understanding in the Psukim in the Parshat HaShavua. That is not enough. That's only a start, says the Rambam. All of these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you in with greater and greater Havana, that's only a way to bring you inside to be able to have some type of shaychus to know what is Avodas Hashem. Without using your seichel, you have no idea. In fact, of course, Rambam describes Lushitaso in Hilchos Deos, that this is how Avodah Zarah started. Avodah Zarah started because people did not have the right chachma. They wanted to serve, but their chachma wasn't developed, and they ended up in a very, very terrible place. So what we need is not enough. The Madrega of Chachamim is not enough, says the Rambam. Again, back in his words. Now that you understood Shir, and now that you got yourself to focus the entire time, now you got yourself to really think about what was Adam HaRishon, what was Noach, what was Avram. These are exciting parshiyos. What they all were. Then you could be involved with the love relationship between man and God. But the chachma comes first, but the chachma is not enough. It has to be another step. And that's the hisyachtus, the point of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Rambam quotes this from the Pesukim that we all know. Skip down a couple of lines. Omar, about six lines from the top in the second column. Ata reis ladas, now that you've seen to know ladas ki Hashem, that there is Hashem, v'amar v'yadaka yom v'ashevos alavecha, then you could have v'ashevos alavecha. In other words, the first step is, the Rambam says, Yidiyas Hashem, using one's chachma, which starts out, you can't jump steps. There's such a thing called Shana Aleph, Shana Bet. Some boys who get stuck in Shana Esrim and so on. But there are steps that need to take place. The courtyard, then the hall, etc., etc. However, by the way, you could do the year 20 also in Chutz La'aretz if it's necessary. Or maybe you do years 5 through 10 in Chutz La'aretz and then to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Either way. But you can continue growing wherever you are. So that's the process. That's the process. So first you have this yediyah, and then only with the yediyah you come to avoda. Could anybody show me that philosophically, when I say philosophically, I don't mean with a capital P. Now let me say al pi machshava. Al pi machshava, could anybody show me how the Rambam's lishitas on what we saw in Hilchos Tshuva? What was lishitas of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva that we conclude with? Lishitaso means consistent with his opinion that we had seen earlier. The Rambam said in the end of Hilchos Tshuva that the more you want to grow in Avas Hashem, you have to grow in your Yediyas Hashem, and then when you have Yediyas Hashem, then you'll reach the Madrega of Avas Hashem. Depending on your Yediyas Hashem, that's conditional. According to the Rambam, now I emphasized to you before, I want to repeat this again now that we're at the beginning of the winter's month. We are learning together, Bezer Hashem, as a Chabura, the Rambam's approach to the Yisodos. That doesn't necessarily mean that this is the only approach, but we're analyzing together the Rambam. So we see his beautiful, what fits in beautifully. What the Rambam described in Hilchos Tshuva, which we emphasized last time for different reasons, fits in beautifully to one of the most important Yisodos of the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. And now we're ready to begin our adventure together. We're ready to begin part two in learning the Rambam together. We're ready to begin the Sefer HaMitzvahs to look at the first most basic mitzvahs, one of the most basic klalim in Avodas Hashem. Yes, Avi.
According to the Rambam, like
in Amei Arz,
could
you
have
all this? Oh, that's a gevaldige kasha. from the Rambam, it seems, the Rambam says, in the end of Hilchos Shuvah is even more striking than in the Mor Nevuchim, that the Rambam says over here, Val pi hadeya tia ahava. Based on the idea is the ahava. So he asks a great question. One of my heroes is the Baal Shem Tov. One of the most exciting stories I ever tell over is, I think I might have mentioned them, one of the 10-minute musters.
Yeah.
The story of the Baal Shem Tov who was davening on Yom HaKippurim, and he was shavur, he was broken. We'll say it quickly because we already elaborated, the musar shmuz, and he was broken, and then he was quiet for 10 minutes around Mila time, and then he started the simcha and the chassidim, so that there was a tremendous change in the demeanor of the besh. And they asked him, Rebbe, what changed? He said he didn't notice. There was a poor peasant boy who had gone in who was only zochet to learn aleph beis, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please put the aleph beis together for me. And he just said, kametz aleph, oh, kametz bet, bod, v'chulei, and that, the Baal Shem Tov said, was the highest tefillah, and our tefillahs were nothing compared to the tefillahs of this poor peasant boy. That's what the Baal Shem Tov describes. So that's where Avi's coming from. Avi's saying an Amaretz can have tremendous Avos Hashem. It's a great question. I don't know if I have an answer. One of the things that we learn as we get closer and closer to the Beis Hashem in Chochmas HaTorah is the more that we learn, the more we know, the more we realize of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is mysterious and His Torah is mysterious. It could very well be that this is Rambam Shita and the Baal Shem Tov was following a different Shita. Or, let me just tell you something else. Do you know that the Rogatchev or Gaon was a Chassid of Lubavitch? He was probably the greatest Gaon of the 20th century. So Lubavitch or Chassid. The Rogatchev Gaon said he could be Masbir all of Mor Nevuchim al pi Kabbalah. In other words, there were Gedolei Chasidus that felt that there was a totally different layer of Mor Nevuchim, was always thought as the ultimate rationalistic book. There's actually also some. So there are many different layers. How to understand this Nakuda, I think. First of all, we need time. I want to also see in the Sefer HaMitzvos, but you're making an excellent point. The Rambam says that das v'fi hadas kach tia ahava. That's what he said in Hilchos Tshuva. In the Mor Nevuchim, notice he doesn't go so far. In the Mor Nevuchim, he just emphasizes that if you want to really, really get into a siachtos, maybe you could jump steps. Maybe the Rambam would agree with the Baal Shem that you could jump steps. The Rambam's point that Mor Nevuchim is almost the other direction, and that is that the idea is not enough. The idea is a way to understand how God's universe works, to be able to get inside, to be able to have a siachtos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve Him properly. That's how the Rambam is describing Mor Nevuchim. But your point is very perceptive. Yes?
Perhaps it's relative.
Okay.
The fact that the Rambam obviously has a lower level of knowledge of Torah, but regardless of the technology they do have and use it for a relative level of taking.
Ah, so that's said very nicely. That's said very nicely.
But more ideas from Torah is able to use it for a higher level, but not actually a higher level for themselves, in terms of just being relative to them, that they can reach a higher level.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I thought when you started saying, maybe it was good you finished, I was about to interrupt you and add to what you said in the following way. I want to take the first half of what you said. There are two ways to get into a building. One is to learn how the building works, and then to first go into the courtyard and so on. And then there are some people who have such strength, either they're such geniuses that they know how to go to pick a lock or something like that. And then there are some people who are so determined that will scale fences and get into the Chatzar Pnimi. It could be the Am Haaretz, Al Pi Chasidus, maybe the Hezver is, that the Am Haaretz, whose desire, his tshuka, is to go so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chacham understands everything and he begins to learn the right way in. By the way, even the Chacham eventually figures it out. I still couldn't get in. Even after a while, I figured out, oh, we're not supposed to go through this way. We're supposed to go through that way. Even there, sometimes they're Yikuvim. But the Am Haaretz, who's filled with a tremendous Avas Hashem, assuming, again, Avi that the Rambam is not saying that you can't have Ava without Dea. Like the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim doesn't say that you need, that you can't have Ava without Dea. So then, in such a case, maybe with such Avas Hashem, he could actually leap and scale walls, climb up and go through the windows. What's that?
So then the Amaris is better than the...
Amaris with tremendous Avas Hashem, maybe. Now again, we're already now, I would call, in speculative territory. We're not in territory that... what I want to do is develop the Shitas HaRambam. Yes?
I want to just understand now, what does it mean for an Amar Ha'aretz to evolve? Sure.
Okay.
What does it mean?
All right. I think if you ask the, I think the story. Okay, I'm a little bit more. My approach is a little more Hasidish in that regard. It touches the story with the Baal Shem Tov touches my heart. I think that maybe it doesn't. It could be someone could disagree. Maybe the Rambam. I find that there's a lot of emes. I've known a lot of people who had a pure avodas Hashem, even though they weren't so learned. And some people have been learning in yeshiva for many, many years. Maybe they were learning all the wrong things. Maybe they didn't learn about where the chatzer was and so on and so forth. They were examining the whole time one brick. And just looking at this one brick, and one brick, and one brick, and they weren't appreciating the whole picture. That could also be. So a chacham, even a chacham, if he doesn't have a Rebbe to show him right, to show him, oh, this is this, and this is this, and this is that, and this is how you go over here, and so on and so forth, could be that the person is going to be lost. Yeah? The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim is saying that the Chachma that we have and what we call Chachma Satorah, and it could very well be according to Rambam as well, science also, all of those things are there that begin to show you the beautiful God's beautiful physical and spiritual universe. And that, if a person continues to develop that, then he has the opportunity to reach the point of Avodas Hashem. He's able to go inside to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the guys were struggling. What if someone never did that? Is it still possible for him? So I believe that he could act based on you inspired me with this idea. Without it, I wouldn't have remembered the thought of it this way, that it's possible for the Amaretz, who has true Avas Hashem, I believe he has superhuman strength and could jump through the window, right? We mentioned this, I think, also in the Musaf Shmuz once, the amazing phenomenon that, God forbid, if a woman's child is trapped under a car, it's happened, that she will lift up a car. She will find a tremendous amount of strength that she had no idea that she has. The same applies spiritually as well. Someone who's full of a tremendous Avas Hashem, even if he doesn't have the Chachma Sator, could propel himself with that spiritual adrenaline to very, very, very far places. Yeah, one more question. Rabbi said, let's start. We got to at least start scraping the surface over here. I want to show you how what we did in the Moreh Nevuchim and what we medayek in Hilchos Tshuva, I want to show you in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well. Yeah?
So is it more important for the actual learning to get to the mitzvah, or is it more important for the actual learning to actually be learning than the mitzvah? It's just like...
So the Rambam noticed in the Moreh Nevuchim, he didn't even use the word mitzvah. He spoke about chachma the entire time.
The avoda, whatever it is.
Avoda, the Rambam describes avoda in a very, very almost Kabbalistic sense over here. And that's yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person's sense of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hisalaich lefanai ve'yesamim. To be mamish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it seems that the Rambam is describing.
It sounds like the actual learning itself, the actual... That's what brings
closer. Exactly. And that's what Avi asked. If that's so, then maybe that means that there's... Then Amar, it's not. And we gave that approach. Okay, Rabosai, Emir Tzeshem, I can see ourselves getting much further than the first five mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but stranger things have happened. Let's take a look and look very, very briefly in this...
Know.
No, over the whole winter. The first five. But let's see. I've never done this before. I'm enjoying this limud, by the way, very, very much. I'm enjoying you guys. Baruch Hashem. Let's just see on a very cursory level, let's see the first five mitzvahs of the Rambam.
What we want to cover.
What we want to do is... read the Rambam seriously and glean as much lessons about basic Yesodos in Avodas Hashem from the Rambam. There's no curriculum more than that. Okay? If you guys want that next year, I go faster. I don't mind going faster. But you got to come back for Shana Gimel for that. Tov.
I'll make sure to listen in.
Or maybe listen in. Or I'll get you in YU's Kolel in Israel, one way or other. Okay. Tov. Let's take a look quickly. What's mitzvah number one? What's mitzvah one in the Sefer HaMitzvahs?
Lamin Belukus.
Oh, Lamin Belukus. Oh, they have titles over here? Where did you get that?
I read the first line.
Oh, you read the first line. Beautiful. Okay. How would you translate that? I'm going to be tough on you guys. How would you translate that? I'm warning you. To believe in God. Right. Probably wrong. But you did a perfect translation. I will explain. First mitzvah literally translated based on the words of the Rambam in Mitzvah Aleph Good. Mitzvah is the way the guys translated, which I told them late, we're going to see is wrong, is to believe in God. Well, let's take a look. Oh, you got the Rambam. Oh, you don't have the Rambam in front of you. Mitzvah Aleph. The reason why I didn't read it inside is because we're not doing it yet. Okay? I just want you to get a cursory look. We're going to go through the Hebrew well, Be'ezer Hashem. But if you... Yes, every day, if you have also with Mada, that will be very, very helpful as well. With Hilchos Deos and Yisodei HaTorah. Hi atzivu asher tzivanu be'amanus alokus. This is, I'm reading the text that we have in front of us. And that God commanded us to believe in a God. Of course, what's the philosophical problem with that? That opening sentence? Yeah, it's really, really strange, right? So it happens to be, it's because the translation that you guys were giving was wrong, which could be because the text is wrong.
Maybe you have to know that Hashem is.
Oh, good, you're saying good. What's the second? Yeah, this basic, yeah, I didn't say it. The basic philosophical question was that the opening line is that God commanded you to believe that there's a God. So Yavniel asked, how could you have a command to believe that there is a God if you don't necessarily, chas v'chalila, believe that there is a God? So how could God command to believe in a God? Okay, so the answer we will discuss in Mirtz Hashem down the line. Now you see why I don't think we can get more than five mitzvahs in. Let's go to the next one. What's mitzvah two? I want to summarize. Because I want to drive home a point. What's mitzvah number two? Mitzvah beis. To not only to believe in God, this requires a lot of havana as well. He atzivanu be'emanas hayichud, to believe in the oneness of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we said tonight. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, that also, of course, what does that mean? That's a little bit vague. What's mitzvah number three? Don't worry. We're going to come back to all this. What's mitzvah three?
To keep going up in Ahava.
Bahavaso Yisale, the one who's raised up. Not to keep on going up. Bahavaso, that the third mitzvah is to love God. What's the fourth mitzvah? To fear God. Very good. What's the fifth one? To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah. Avodas Hashem. Rabosai, let's assume for a moment, hint, 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 that the first mitzvah is to learn more about God, not to believe in God, but to learn more about God. Isn't everything fit so beautifully? Isn't the Rambam so consistent? First mitzvah is to know and understand HaKadosh Baruch. How should we do it? That requires a lot of work. What does that mean? How should we be doing it as B'nai Torah? Well, we'll talk. What's the second one? Also, this one is belief in His oneness. And what's number three? Ahava. It's mamish, what the Rambam said in Hilchos Tshuva, what the Rambam said in the Moreh Nevuchim, what the Rambam is starting out with as well here. Without understanding at all what it means, that's what we'll start next week, there's a process here. A person cannot reach a true Madrega and Avas Hashem if they don't spend time thinking Yediyas Hashem, which I'm going to argue is also going to include the study of Torah as well. But without it, you can't reach that Madrega Rava. And that's why the order of the Rambam is beautiful. First are the idea of Hashem, the idea of the Yichud of Hashem. Then comes Ava. Then comes Yira. Very, very interesting. Ava comes before Yira. And then Avoda. That's the Sefer HaDvarim. So here we see the same Yisod. And that is that it's not enough for a person to work on saying to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great to me. And having great feelings in a kumzitz and a tishin. All those things are absolutely fantastic and critical in Avodas Hashem. And too many people in the world today live life as mitzvahs anashim milumada. They live life going through the habits of Judaism. You know, I like to say that nowadays, I think I mentioned this also in the Musar once, that so much of Judaism today is Baruch Hashem Orthodox. But the Orthodoxy isn't necessarily Avodas Hashem. Orthodox is in style. So many of you guys who come from out of town, from places where which are not metropolitans like New York and so on, know that Orthodoxy has gained a tremendous amount. Yavniel has a friend who was in Vancouver, was in public school in Vancouver. My father was in University of British Columbia in Vancouver in the 1950s. Did I tell you this story? Such an important story. In the 1950s, I mentioned to you when you were in my house? No? This is a very important story. When my father came back from yeshiva, like you guys, he studied in yeshiva for a couple of years. He had gone to public school also. There were no yeshivas in Vancouver at the time. You're lucky that you had went to yeshiva. It was unheard of once upon a time. And my grandfather was a shofet. He was a learned person. Big Talmidei Chacham, their children, many of them didn't go to yeshiva. Anyhow, he came back from yeshiva. He went to University of British Columbia. The first Shabbos after my father started university, a woman came over to my grandmother in the Shaaret Tzedek. Yavniel will tell you the Shaaret Tzedek is the big shul in Vancouver. And she went up to my grandmother and said, "Your son is an embarrassment to the Jewish community because he's wearing a yarmulke on campus." In those days, to wear a yarmulke on campus was an embarrassment to the Jewish community. We're talking about people who dominate in the Orthodox shul, not talking about the very large conservative shul that's in Vancouver. I'm talking about the Orthodox shul. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, both in Vancouver and in Lawrence, and everywhere in between, and there's a lot in between, all through North America, Orthodoxy is in style. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. There are three people who deserve in Shemayim are rewarded for this. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, Reb Aaron Cutler, and Reb Soloveitchik. These three men are the ones who get the schar for it. But at the same time, I'm sure all three of them would scream to us and say, "But that's the Orthodox style. The style is in. The style is in. It's great. It's great. And it's making people feel good and feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." The Rambam tells us that, Rabosai, it's time for us to grow up. And that is to realize that Avodas Hashem has many, many more levels to it. And a large part of it is that it's not only about feeling yourself Avas Hashem, but really, really knowing what Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And a large part of that requires yediyah, pure amelus, with, as the Rabbi on the Morning Book said, don't stop there, don't be some scholar. It's for a person to become a chacham, then to be taken inside, to begin to understand what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to begin the process of Avodas Hashem. And hence, the order of the Sefer Mitzvahs, which Bezer Hashem will take apart next week. And that is first, yediyah, then the two yediyas, then Ava, then Yira, and then we're ready to daven. Until we have that, we're not even entirely ready to daven. Do I answer the question why? I don't mean to chatzuch. Look, I'm so happy for it. If not for this Orthodox style coming into fashion, not with the koch of NCSY, then most of our students would not be here in Eretz Yisrael today. For sure. For sure, it's beautiful. I don't mean to be ranking on it at all. It's a lot better than my father's time when it was when you couldn't be in the Jewish community and wear a yarmulke on campus. No, you wear a yarmulke in shul, not on campus. And these were people who kept Shabbos. So this is a beautiful, beautiful thing. There's no question, by the way, part of it is also put multiculturalism is in, and so on and so forth. In the 1950s, there was no multiculturalism in Western Canada, and even there wasn't very much of it in New York. But kal v'chomer, the western part of North America, it didn't exist. So, but this is the next stage. This is why we're here for another year in Eretz Yisrael, for a person to go to the next darker, and not to be satisfied to where we are. And I say this as a 38-year-old man, that I feel that I'm just scraping the... And I've been learning Baruch Hashem for 20 years. That I feel that I'm just scraping the iceberg in terms of this type of yediyah and this type of avoda. And I gain a lot from it with you. You know, the scary part is that I could sit and be omel in Ketzah Mevarch and in Hilchos and Yoredeh, Hilchos Pasa Akum, and etc., etc. And some of these things, and people go through their entire lives without thinking about this stuff at all. That's why this is so important. You should know. That's why I'm saying I'm enjoying having this limud with you. Because there were years that I would go through my day in yeshiva, my weeks in yeshiva, all types of yeshiva, both in the Old City and also in YU's Kollel and here in Yerushalayim, and I wouldn't think about these things at all. Because there's so many other things to do. There's Hilchos Shabbos, there's Hilchos Brachos, and there's Musar, and the boys always need Musar, and more Musar. It's great, by the way. Boys want Musar. It's an amazing, amazing thing. But at the same time, in terms of this whole process, the mechanics of our Avodas Hashem, Musar doesn't do that. Musar doesn't discuss the mechanics of Hashem. It's so important. It's probably the most important thing. Rousseau Salanter said, you know, when somebody came to me and said, I only had a half hour to learn, which I learned, so you all know what Rousseau Salanter said, right? He said, learn a half hour Musar, and then you realize you have another 2 hours to learn. So for sure, that's why Musar comes first. That's why Musar comes first. But at the same time, there's no question that many of these you sold the souls. We'll take a couple of questions and we'll go to... It always comes back to Musar. Yeah?
I feel like Yediyah is something that would fall into the more of the...
We're going to do it here or we're going to do... We'll do Musar here? I think that was our mascot. Where's the... Let's do it. Stay here. You want to send them in here? Are there a bunch of them waiting? If there are a bunch of them waiting, we'll go there. Okay. Yes?
I feel like Yediyah is something more... That would fall into the category of Yiras Hashem, and because like I feel like you said, like I feel like Avas Hashem is something that's going around, like that's in style, that people just have a natural inclination of like, oh, I love Hashem, he's doing so much for me, he's really like helped me out, but they don't have enough Yiras Hashem. That's why you'll have the classic Tish situation, but then you won't wake up for Shabbos the next
right.
week, so you don't have
right.
Yiras Hashem. So
right.
I feel like
So I agree with your intuition. I think in terms of humanity is very, very true. I think you're 100% right. And that's why I'd like to add, the Rabbin puts Yir as mitzvah 3 and Av as mitzvah 4, and we'll elaborate on it. Mitzvah Hashem in the future.
Didn't you say it's Av as mitzvah 3?
I'm sorry. Take that back. Erase that. Okay. But nevertheless, just erase that. But nevertheless, I don't think that's what the Rabbin means when he says Yediyah. I don't think that's what the Rabbin means when he says. That's next week. There's a lot for us to plummet. Then Bezer Hashem next week. You work on it. Do the Rambam. I'll give you Maram Hakomos. Do the Rambam Mitzah Aleph. Do the Ramban in his Hasagos, and do the Yismach Moshe. It's more than enough work for next week.
Mitzah.
That's our plan. Josh will talk afterwards. Bezer Hashem. Yeah.